It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check it out in the social media. Just search by INDTV USA or Comcast or Roku. And this is your host, Jaranbir Mahal. Well, before we get to the matchup today, San Jose Sharks are celebrating Indian Heritage Night and especially Holi. So from 11 to 3 outside at the Barack Obama Boulevard, there was a huge party with thousands of people dancing to the Bollywood music and throwing colors at each other, enjoying good food and drink. So that was one awesome party. Special guest of honor there was Tejasvi, who's an actress, and she's also winner of Big Boss 15. But after that, there's a lot of activities inside. So as the doors open, on the south entrance, there's going to be an Indian band playing music and some local singers. So that's going to be a pretty awesome things to see. And also, there'll be free henna tattoo at both entrances. During the intermissions, there's going to be Bollywood dancing on the ice. And of course, an Indian girl, and that's Manasa Gadepalli, would be singing the national anthem. And at the end of the game, a lot of the people who bought these special Heritage Night tickets will get to go on the ice for a photo op. Well, tonight, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. The Sharks are only 1-8-1 in their last 10 matchup, while the Chicago Blackhawks are 4-6-0. Both teams are pretty much at the bottom of the league, San Jose Sharks being at the bottom with 39 points, and the Blackhawks currently have 43 points. Last year, they had won that first draft pick, which was Connor Bedard, who's been doing awesome in their lineup. And for the San Jose Sharks today, the couple of players that stand out over the last five games are Zetterlund and Granlund, and both of them have been performing well. So another big surprise of today is in the net today, it's going to be Devin Cooley. He gets his first start at home here in San Jose, and he's a local guy from the Bay Area, from Las Gatas. So again, congratulations to the Cooley family, and that's a huge achievement for Devin. So congratulations with that. Now let's quickly go to the lineup. For the San Jose Sharks, on the top line is Klim Kostin, and in the second line is Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. And on the second line, Alexander Barabanov with Luke Cunning and Philip Zadina. On the third line, Tomas Borlo, Nico Sturm, and Justin Bailey. On the fourth line is William Eklund with Ryan Carpenter and Jacob McDonald. In the defense is Mario Ferraro with Kyle Burrows, Mark Edward Vlasic with Kalen Edison, and Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta. And as I mentioned, in the net is going to be Devin Cooley. Now, with that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. And today we're doing a special edition on the fans with a lot of the people who came to the Holi party. Hey, so tell me a little bit about this. What's going on over here?
Well, I'm playing Hanuman from Geet Ramayan, and we're doing a couple of songs from the show that we recently did. And yeah, that's what this is.
And since you're at a Sharks hockey game, are you going to be supporting the San Jose Sharks?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is this going to bring them some good luck to win here? They haven't won in six games now.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, Hanumanji is actually there.
Hanumanji is with them. Obviously, they're going to win tonight.
Okay, so what's the significance of Hanuman?
What is the significance? I think we could go on for hours about this, but...
In 10 seconds.
Well, he basically set the tone for Lanka and, you know, for taking Ram towards Lanka.
Yeah, he helped Ram win a war.
He brought people together, Sugriv and Ram together and all that. So, yeah, he helped them win the war in many ways.
Yeah. So today you're going to help San Jose Sharks win this war here against the Chicago Blackhawks.
We're here. Yeah.
Go Sharks!
So have you guys been to any professional sporting event before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Football.
Cricket and
football.
You know. We are that marathon, yeah. Something will be there, right?
But was it a professional event, like an IPL?
Yeah. It was an India test
World
match.
Cup, World Cup.
Yeah, IPL.
World Cup, yes.
Football World Cup. Also.
So have you guys been to a hockey game before?
No, never.
Sadly.
Why not?
Because we don't follow the sport.
Well, remember, the arena is right here. It's easy to come to. It's such a great venue. And I said, once you watch a couple of hockey games, you'll fall in love. It's such a fast game.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen it on TV?
She doesn't
yeah.
watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
So what would it take for you guys to come to a hockey game?
Tickets. I guess more
tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a secret how to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Email to info@indtvusa.com. Say you met us at the Holy.
Yeah.
You want free tickets? I'll get you guys some tickets. How's that?
INDTV.USA, right?
Yeah, I'm
going to
give you the
cards.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
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 Good.
Yeah, I'm a gift.
Yeah.
So, last question. Have you heard of the San Jose Sharks?
Yes.
Right now, yeah.
Maybe just read the, you know, billboard over there.
Okay. Was that the only way you heard about it?
Yes.
I mean, I think on Twitter.
Yes.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
On X.
So if it wasn't for this Holy event, you guys would not know San Jose Sharks?
Exactly.
We only follow India.
Well, in that case, I'm glad we're supporting this Holy event.
Go Sharks!
Hey, so have you ever been to a hockey game before?
No, none of us.
Never.
Have you ever been to any sporting event?
Yes, tennis.
Okay. Do you ever want to see a hockey game?
Yeah, sure.
Hockey is so amazing. Ice hockey is so fast.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Yeah.
But how was the Holy event?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
No, I wouldn't watch a hockey event.
Why wouldn't you watch hockey?
Not interested.
What about you?
Not super into hockey.
In any sport or just hockey?
Might watch tennis, I guess, but haven't watched any before.
Yeah. And have you ever watched field hockey in India or no?
No.
What do you? How about you?
I would go to a hockey game for sure.
Well, thank you. At least we have one out of four here who would go to a hockey game.
She did too, right?
Yeah, she did too. Yeah, you said you were two out of four. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I would go to a hockey game. I used to follow it to some part where, like, I think Indian men's team won. Yeah, we used to. I used to follow up and then, yeah. I started following.
So what if I gave you hockey tickets? Would you go to hockey again?
Definitely.
Oh, whoa. See, there you go. So we're gonna start giving more tickets to you guys.
Go Sharks!
So have you guys heard about San Jose Sharks before?
A little bit, yeah.
Have you been to hockey game?
I've seen it like on the television, but never been here.
And that didn't excite you enough to see a real live game?
I mean...
We were just discussing if we should go there.
we are pretty new here, so I think we definitely want to go sometime.
So what would it take for you guys to go to Sharks?
A free weekend.
Weekend? Oh, you don't have a free weekend? What is this world coming to?
Yeah, I mean, something comes up. But yeah, I think like now that we are here, we are definitely making some future plan to see a game one time.
So, seems like you're ready to go to the game now, pretty much.
If I wasn't this cold.
Well, let me tell you, the inside is about like this because there's ice, right?
Yeah.
But with 18,000 some people, it doesn't feel that bad. So it feels comfortable, but a jacket is needed. So what do you know about hockey?
Not much, other than it's national sport of India.
Wow, well, that's a good start. So this is kind of like that, except on the ice, right?
Yeah.
And a lot faster and a lot more physical here. You can fight, you can physically
check each other against the boards and so on.
Yeah.
So are you going to see it in the near future?
Again, depends on a free weekend.
Oh my god, what about you?
Yeah.
Plenty of free weekends, right?
Yeah. I'll definitely watch sometime. Definitely. But not today, I need clean clothes, I need a jacket.
Okay, so do you even know the Sharks are playing the Chicago Blackhawks today?
I didn't know. Yeah.
So how about you guys give us a big go Sharks, so at least they can win today. They haven't won in 6 games, so.
Definitely. Go Sharks!
Go Sharks! Sharks!
Hey, so have you guys heard of San Jose Sharks before?
Yeah, not that much.
Just on Instagram.
Even when I was screaming on the stage, you didn't hear it?
Yeah,
you were busy dancing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first time you heard about it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a hockey game on TV?
No.
Not yet.
Not even in the news?
Yeah, maybe like just a minute of this thing, news of...
No.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of times TV, played some games, yeah. NFL.
Have you guys gone to any professional sporting event here in the USA?
I have not gone.
Not sporting.
No.
Why not?
No, never been here.
So, in India, have you been to a professional sporting?
Yeah, cricket.
IPL?
Yeah, cricket, World Cup, yeah.
So, like, why not in baseball? You know, that's kind of close to cricket, why not?
We're transitioning slowly, yeah. Just looking for the right crowd to mix in and go for the...
So, what would it take for you guys to check out a hockey game? It's a beautiful arena, it's local, it's easy in and out, and there's 18,000 people screaming, it's a lot of fun. What would it take for you guys to go see a game?
Yeah, maybe that's what we... I want to take that experience sometime or the other. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be fun to be in that place. Yep.
And what would it take for you to try it? When would you try it?
We should just get the tickets.
I would love that, except today I think they're sold out. But yeah, that would be a great idea. There's a great game today against the Chicago Blackhawks. So what about you? Would you guys go to a game and what would it take?
No, we're never going to yet, but we're planning to go somewhere.
You are planning to? Okay, well, I'll tell you guys a little secret. I'm going to give you guys a card. You guys send an email to info@indtvusa.com and maybe I can get you guys some tickets.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Great.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm going to make sure I check you here, so you're going to have to say hi to me.
Yeah.
That sounds a good deal. Yeah. Then we're coming. Yeah.
Definitely. Go Sharks!
So, Ritesh ji, what do you thought about the whole event today?
Mahalji, first of all, thank you so much for bringing it to San Jose Shark. This is one of the best Holi we have ever done. It's such a well-organized, people had great fun, great artists, San Jose Shark, and a great support from NTV USA and the San Jose Shark. We are very blessed and honored to be here with you. This is Ritesh Tandon, President UPMA.
Well, thank you so much for that. And let me tell you, I asked a lot of people about the food. People love the food and the tonight. Even I had two of those.
Really?
So it was really good. We had food. Yeah. Everybody who had food really loved it. Even some other Sharks media people wanted to try it. I brought them too.
Oh, really?
So it was really well organized. Now, you know, everything worked out great. The music was awesome. The Jasui was awesome on the stage.
Yes, yes.
And it was just a beautiful event. And we hope to see you guys soon.
Yes, thank you so much. We are looking forward for next Diwali event with the San Jose Sharks. And again, we'll do a lot more and we'll see you next year again with the Holi.
And once again, I want to thank UPMA, Instant Karma, San Jose Sharks, and of course, INDTV USA. And we will do it again and again. Thanks.
Thank you so much, INDTV USA, and we'll do a lot more together.
Well, there was a lot of excitement here tonight with the Heritage Night celebration, and it was a sellout crowd. And with all that excitement, as soon as the puck dropped, while the Sharks were on it, just over 3 minutes into the game, they drew a penalty. And on the power play, Fabian Zetterlund just gloved down a puck and quickly passed it to Tomas Bordalo in front of the net, and he tipped it in the net, putting the Sharks on an early 1-0 lead.
Scoring this year with 17 points, 16 of them assists for the veteran Granlund. Loved down by Addison. And a nice feed for Zetterlund. And they score! Yes! They score! Tomas Bordalo on the redirect. And it's 1-0 Sharks.
And just past the halfway through that first period, Nico Sturm got this pass through two Blackhawks on him to Bailey in the middle in the high slot. And Bailey quickly passed it to Tomas Bordalo on the left circle. And he wristed a shot to the far side, which put the Sharks up on a 2-0 lead. And that's how the first period ended. The shots on goal were 15 by 9 Sharks.
Against the Sharks. Two great stops by Mrazek here to really settle it down for the Blackhawks, and it could have easily be 3-0 here. Here's Bordalo again, and he scores again! Tomas Bordalo, 2 in the first period, and it's 2-0 Sharks.
Well, just 16 seconds into that second period, Mario Ferraro forced a turnover in the neutral zone, and Kostin got the loose puck, and he quickly passed it forward to speeding Zetterlund in the slot, and Zetterlund just one touch the puck and quickly wristed a shot in the net, which put the Sharks up on a 3-0 lead.
Victory, we shall see. A good start, and a good start to this period as Fabian Zetterlund makes it 3-0. Now they'll be celebrating Devin's first NHL victory. We shall see. A good start, and a good start to this period as Fabian Zetterlund makes it 3-0.
And just a minute later, William Eklund threaded the needle through the crease on the back door on the left side to Zetterlund, and Zetterlund took a shot in a wide open net, which put the Sharks up on a 4-0 lead, and Zetterlund scored his 20th goal of the season.
Took that into the boards. Well, the Sharks can make Chicago pay for that hit right here. And they do! And it's Zetterlund! And it's 4-0! Well, the Sharks can make Chicago pay for that hit right here. And they do! And it's Zetterlund! And it's 4-0!
Well, that got the fans all excited with the Sharks on a 4-0 lead. But just 5 minutes later, Ryan Donato scored on a rebound and made it 4-1.
Shots in this game. We're not quite halfway into it. There's a goal for Chicago on the rebound. It's Ryan Donato, and they break through to make it.
And past the 13-minute mark, Taylor Johnson got the pass from behind the goal line in the left circle, and he wristed a shot to the far side, which cut the Sharks' lead to just 2 goals, and that's how the second period ended.
Sunday night at the United Center, ended up winning 5-2. Penalty coming up here to Granlund. Donato in front, and the Hawks score. Tyler Johnson.
Just over 6 minutes into that third period, Seth Jones sniped a shot from the left circle that trickled through under the left arm of Devin Cooley into the net, and all of a sudden it was a 1-goal game, and that got the Sharks squeezing on their sticks just a little bit.
Up goes Mrazek. Some bonus time here for the Hawks power play. Kaiser to Jones. Jones shot, and he scores. Seth Jones, and Chicago makes it.
With just seconds left in the game, Philip Kurashov scored on a rebound, a puck that just trickled through the left skate of Devin that was tight on the post, but there was enough gap under his skate for the puck to squeeze in and tie the game at 4. And here we go in overtime.
Side. Puck is there. They score. The Blackhawks tie it.
Well, that mystery only lasted 16 seconds as Seth Jones scored his second goal off the night. He took a wrister from the high slot that got past Devin Cooley and delivered a 5-4 OT loss to the Sharks. And what an anticlimax those last couple of minutes were here at the Tank.
They'll bring it across the line. Looking for Bedard, who cuts to the net. Jones with the puck. Takes the shot and scores.
Fabian Zetterlund scored 2 goals tonight, but he was really disappointed about the way the Sharks ended up losing tonight. So here's Zetterlund. He scored 20 goals this season.
I think we got to calm down a little bit, you know. When they score, we don't have to panic that much, you know. We play awesome first two, and then yeah, it happens, and we're gonna work on it. And obviously tough when it happens, but it's not great.
How frustrating is it to just play so well, like you said, for the first two periods, and then just end up with a result like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know. They got momentum there, and now we have to stick to our plan, you know, and don't panic.
the puck management may be the big thing that has to improve to close out games like this?
Yeah, of course. We get it deep, go hunt it. You know, that's what we're gonna do day in and day out.
For you, you scored twice tonight, and you're up to 20 goals on the year. What does it mean to you? I know, despite the result, but 20 goals, pretty big milestone for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, obviously nice, you know, but it's not fun to lose, you know. It's yeah.
What can you say about that pass though from William on your second goal?
Yeah, we talked about it before, and it worked out.
Well, Tomáš Berglo also scored two goals tonight, but he also talks about a little bit how they need to sharpen up, especially the ending of the games.
What do you guys need to learn from a game like, to close out a game like that?
We just need to play 60 minutes just the same way, stay aggressive. Yeah, we can't be losing that game.
Fabian talked about not panicking, right? Obviously you weren't here for the whole season, but there's been a trend of maybe one, there's a little bit of gripping the stick. Did you feel that on the bench tonight?
Not necessarily. I think, I actually didn't think we played bad at all. It just, we didn't get the job done. We weren't able to close it out, but the effort was there. It's just execution, really.
What part of the execution was missing? What parts, what led to, giving up those chances against?
Little plays here and there, just little turnovers, little puck management issues, and I think if we clear that up, we can play with the best teams, but if we play like that and we give up those chances, they'll catch up to us.
Just for yourself, this morning David said that for you, maybe one of the biggest differences from now as opposed to the beginning of the season is your puck management. So have you seen that kind of improvement in your game?
Yeah, I feel good. Feel confidence on the ice. I'm trying to play my best, trying to help the team win. And I feel comfortable out there. There's no issue there.
Obviously, you move from center to wing. Do you feel this time around there's a little bit more sense of direction to play wing for you? You know that you're going to be a winger for the future, foreseeable future at least.
I'm a forward, so I'll play wherever.
Well, tonight was first NHL game at home for Devin Cooley, and it was a fun game until that last anticlimax. Here's Devin Cooley talking about that third goal that trickled through his arm, and of course that game-tying goal that trickled past his skate. It seemed like it was tied on the post, but there was that angle under his skate from where it got through.
Devin, obviously not the result you wanted, but to be so close, what did this take us through the emotions of the game for yourself?
Oh man, that sucks. It's just, again, so close, and like my first game, so close, like I don't know what's going on, like in the third, like I just, like the team was dialed in. I thought they played amazing, and I just couldn't make the saves when I needed to.
There was after a couple of goals, a couple of the guys went over, tapped you on the pads. Were they saying anything? Do you guys just keep your head up? What was going on there?
They weren't saying anything, just like little taps of encouragement. The guys have been awesome, like just being really positive with me. And like Blackie too, like after every period, he's like, good job, you're doing great. So it's nice to have that positive encouragement. I wish I could have been better for them tonight.
Anything in particular you'd like to improve from tonight to your next game?
Yeah, like the first one. Sometimes, like, we've been working on trying to be more controlled and more, like, not as crazy. So, like, the first one, sometimes when I get in my head, more controlled, I start moving slower. And so it's like I make the save track and it's sitting right there. I'm like, oh, controlled, just chill. And all of a sudden it's in the back of the net. In reality, it's not like I'm too slow. I need to explode to that post and get there on time. And then the third one, we've been working on it every day, and that's why it's so frustrating, is when I get really excited, I start to sit back and I get really low. And that opens up holes underneath. And so we really, every single day, like we've been working, be more upright, and it seals the holes. And like, I knew exactly what I needed to do, and instead I sat back and it goes right through the arm. So that's really frustrating. And then the fourth one was just, I need to go, padlock on the post there. And instead I'm on skate on post, and there's that little gap, so it just went right through the hole. And then fifth one, just good shot, beat me low glove. So it's just frustrating. Like, I honestly thought that was my worst game of the year, and that was a huge opportunity for me. So it's really frustrating. The guys played really well, and they definitely deserved the win. They deserved better. So I'm going to do everything I can to continue to build off that and continue to work and improve. And so next time, I can be better for the guys in front of me.
So, Devin, putting aside sort of this anti-climax ending there, but how was it for you playing at the home here in front of the San Jose crowd at a house full?
Yeah, it started off really great. And then, you know, now it's a little bit embarrassing. Maybe this one wasn't at home, you know. But, you know, obviously it was super special, like going through the Shark Head and seeing the crowd and everything. It's just, you know, it's something I've dreamt of my whole life. And I wish it was a better result, but, you know, it's still really cool. And it'll be cool to look back on.
Well, another disappointing loss here at home, and it was third and the final matchup between the San Jose Sharks and the Blackhawks. Here's Coach David Quinn talking about tonight's game.
David, what do you have to learn from, what do the guys have to learn from this game to pull out a game like this?
You know, you can never take your foot off the pedal. I think we did it too much, but enough to get them back in the game and give them credit. They were opportunistic for sure. But overall, I liked our game. We just, like I said, they were opportunistic and we got a little bit away from what we were doing early in the game to build the lead that we did. But, you know, they made plays when they needed to.
Maybe not after the first goal, but after 2 and 3, did you feel that kind of gripping the stick, the deflation level?
They started playing better. I don't think it was anything we were doing. I thought they played better, and you know, I didn't sense that. I didn't. You know, he made a big save when it was 4-3. I mean, he really. I mean, 5-3, and you know, pretty much game might have been over when he made that save and that gave him a chance. And then, you know, they get the tie-in goal.
Can you tell Devin, or what does maybe Thomas Spear tell Devin after a game like tonight?
It's a great learning opportunity. You know, I'm sure there was nerves playing in front of his home crowd and, you know, being from here. So, you know, it's never easy when you're playing in front of your hometown team. And, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of excitement and he made some saves for us, too.
Did you say anything to the group after a game like tonight or what's...
No, I didn't. I didn't.
This is obviously one of the gutting losses of the year. What has to be the message, I guess, going forward about just trying to get 2 points here?
Well, we've played a lot better these last 2 games, right? And you know, we've just got to get ourselves over the top, and you know, play more consistent winning hockey. And again, there was a lot of stretches where we did, and you know, it just wasn't enough. Like I said, they were opportunistic.
What's it mean to see a guy like Thomas Borrello, just how much he's grown from you know, the beginning of the season to now?
Yeah, really happy for him and proud of him, too. I mean, he's, you know, like we've talked about, he's playing NHL hockey. It's not just about points, and he's put himself in good positions defensively and managing the puck and not chasing offense, and he's playing real big boy hockey, and it's great to see him get rewarded.
Fabian Devlin, 20 goals, it's a pretty big milestone for the guy, and last year, the struggles, fourth line starting this year. Just what can you talk about him now? He's hit a big milestone.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a more likable guy, and there's not a more caring teammate and a better person than him. And he's really had a great season. He's played very hard. He's very coachable. He's all in on your team. And, you know, he's got a really good shot, obviously, and he's heavy and, you know, and there's a lot more hockey in him, too. And I think he's just scratching the surface and really happy for him that he got the 20th.
So, Coach, Chicago had a lot of struggles of their own, and here they are, you know, with a 3-0 victory, you know, in 3 consecutive games against the Sharks. What do you think about that, and what does that say about the situation with the Sharks?
I don't think anything of it. It doesn't mean a thing to me.
Well, it was almost a perfect night here at the Tank, other than the end score. Well, tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 54% to 46% and giveaway 6-4, while the Blackhawks led in shots 31-30, hits 19-13, and block shots 19-12. Both teams were tied in takeaways at 8. And now for the 3 stars of the game tonight. The first star was from the Blackhawk. That's Ryan Donato, who had 1 goal and 2 assists. The second star tonight was from the Sharks, Fabian Zetterlin, who had 2 goals and 1 assist. And the third star tonight was Seth Jones from the Blackhawks, who had 2 goals and he was plus two tonight. Now, if you happen to be listening to our show on the San Jose Sharks app, you can also check out the video on Comcast or on Roku, or just search for INDTV USA in social media. Well, we will see you again on Tuesday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Dallas Stars right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.